conversation that's on the money. You're listening to the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
TV viewers increasingly can go on the internet to see episodes of programs they'll never see on broadcast or even cable television. We're talking about what's driving the new trend with Tom Lason, president of New Media Solutions and newmediasolutions.tv in Seattle. Well, Tom, first it was Netflix with its House of Cards that was a smash hit. Now Amazon's getting into the game.
Yeah, all these online service providers are looking at content. You know, this saying has been around for 20 years, and I'm probably guilty of using it as a crutch and leaning on it quite a bit, and including on this program, that content is king. And it sounds like a broken record, but I think how we're seeing these business models develop over time, we're starting to see that proven out. Amazon obviously has a super successful online retailing, a 2000s version of the Sears catalog, but they too have to get into content. In fact, they've got 6 comedies and 5 kid shows in development, and they've been spending a lot of money buying broadcast kid shows to stream. So, yeah, this is a real change we're seeing.
Content is also expensive. These companies, I guess, have the money to do this.
Yeah, there's a lot of cash sitting on the sidelines in these companies. I mean, think about Apple. I think one of the real sleepers in this whole thing is Apple, as a matter of fact. I expect to see them do something along these lines more significant than what they have already with Apple TV and a few web-enabled devices that they happen to partner up with. I think you're going to see them get into the same thing, and you talk about the expense. A lot of these entities are finding out, yeah, it is expensive. They're not spending as much as they were for full-up broadcast scripted show productions, but maybe half that much, and a lot of the amenities are starting to come along with these productions. You're getting guild writers involved and agents and big stars and big writers, so there is a definite move across out of the broadcast side and over into some of these cable and online offerings, which is great for talent. There's a lot of opportunity out there, but the companies are also finding out, wow, it's expensive, it's hard to get noticed, it's hard to get a hit show. But there is some success, and if there's success, these guys are going to be chasing those bucks.
One of the other alternatives, and I think we've talked about this also, is a device such as the Roku box or a competitor that is built by Western Digital and a few other companies. And basically, these require a plug into your TV set itself, your HD TV through a back entrance. And then you can use basically a number of apps like you would on an iPhone or an Android phone to get all these various channels that are not available on cable TV, and some of them are, some of them are not. But this seems to be a real solution for people who want to buck cable entirely.
It is, yes and no. And I think the big question here is that the cable company still owns the cord coming into your house. So a lot of people are cord cutting, which means they're taking away the cable TV service. I wouldn't say a lot of people. It's still a small fraction. Don't let me overstate this. But they're quote-unquote cutting the cord of the cable television service, but they have to keep that broadband connection. But, and Sherman and I, you and I have discussed this before, that is becoming commoditized. And now the cable companies are becoming utilities as opposed to somebody who's selling you a package of goods. So that changes the model for them a little bit, and that's why you've seen cable companies get into the content business and buy broadcast networks in the case of Comcast and that kind of thing. But referring back to the comment you make about these web-enabled devices that you can hook right into your television, yeah, that's really, I think, a growing trend, and we've talked about this before too, is that the distinction between what is my television, what is my computer, what is my computer on my television, what's a little box that's kind of a computer but a little bit television, what is the difference between all these things? And the answer ultimately, I think, is going to be nothing.
The term we used to use with convergence, and I think we are finally there. Tom, good talking with you again. Tom Lason runs New Media Solutions and newmediasolutions.tv in Seattle.